Changing tack now, are you familiar with Second Life? Remember that? Seems like a relic of Internet 2.0 or whatever it was. But anyway, this is a virtual world where you can create an avatar and you can wander around and you can meet other residents and socialise and even trade in virtual property and services. And it was going to be the next big thing. Remember all that? Well, it's still around. And it's being used, and it's being put to some interesting educational uses, in fact. It's being used right now to teach cane farmers about climate patterns and how to improve their yields. Seems to be working quite well as well. One of the people behind it is Dr. Helen Farley, who's a senior lecturer at the University of Southern Queensland's Australian Digital Futures Institute, who joins us now. Helen, is this really work, or are you just having fun?
It does really work, Chloe. It really works. Farmers are finding it really easy to watch Machinima, which are short movies that are made in Second Life, and that teaches them how to use climate change information to adjust their cropping schedules or to decide when they're going to apply fertiliser or irrigation or those sorts of things.
So is there modelling involved in the program itself so that you, a bit like, I don't know, SimCity or something, you do things and then you see what the farming consequences of that would be?
No, what we're actually doing is using it as a substitute for videos.
Right.
So we're using avatars of farmers and we're having them act through scenes and have discussions with each other about how they're using the information that we generate to actually affect their climate, to affect their cropping decisions.
What got you onto this as an idea?
Well, we were thinking, it's a well-known concept within climate science, these discussion support systems, which are used to show farmers about climate information. We use those already, and generally they're text-based, or we could use them with videos or things like that, but it's really expensive to do that. So it would cost us a lot of money to take a whole stack of actors up to North Queensland and set them up in a shed and shoot those videos and edit it and do all that kind of thing. Well, we can do all of that within the virtual world environment, and it's much, much cheaper to do that.
And how do the farmers react?
They really like it. They can really relate to the characters that we create. Interestingly, one thing they did say is that we made the characters a bit too buff. Too buff, yeah. And that they didn't really reflect what they were like. They needed to be a bit, a bit more podgy.
A bit more flab, you reckon?
Yeah, that's right. So our next lot of Machinima will have them suitably filled out a bit.
Oh, dear. Well, it's good to know that you're refining it, Helen, getting all of the details exactly right. Thank you very much for speaking to us and good luck with it.
No problem.
Dr. Helen Farley, Senior Lecturer at the University of Southern Queensland's Australian Digital Futures Institute.